let's rank all-time NHL defensemen. I have a list of 8 players total, 3 honorable mentions, and we'll go down from 5 to 1. Side note, there are no active players on this list, so let's get started. My first honorable mention is Chris Chelios. He is the all-time sin bin leader. He has spent over 2,800 minutes in the penalty box. So get this, there's 1,440 minutes in a day. So basically, he spent 48 hours in the penalty box. Along with that, he spent 26 years in the NHL, tied for most with Gordie Howe. He is a 3-time Stanley Cup champion, 3-time Norris Trophy winner, and just going to explain this once, the Norris Trophy is given to the best defenseman of a particular season. He is 10th all-time in points amongst defensemen. My second honorable mention is an absolute beast, Zdeno Chara, 6'9", 250 pounds, somehow pulled off a 24-year career, which is unbelievably quite the feat and scientifically a head-scratcher. He captained the Bruins to a Stanley Cup alongside 1 Norris Trophy win. I just want to add a side note with that Stanley Cup. He is the one that caused the riots in Vancouver to ignite due to his team winning that game. Arguably the most intimidating player of all time. He had the frame and he knew how to use it. Go on YouTube and search Zdeno Chara dropping the gloves with some random player that I can't remember, but he threw him around like a ragdoll. My final honorable mention goes to another beast and intimidating player, Scott Stevens, one of the nastiest to ever lace them up. He played in a generation where absolutely destroying players in the middle of ice was acceptable, and he took full advantage of that. He was defensively strong, but he did not lack offensive firepower. He was the backbone of New Jersey's mini dynasty, winning 3 Stanley Cups, 22-year career, and a Conn Smythe, 12th all-time in points. At number 5, I have Nicholas Lidström. One of the better nicknames around, Norris Nick, as they called him, for good reason. 7-time Norris Trophy winner as the league's best defenseman. Along with that, 4-time Stanley Cup champion with the Red Wings, a team that he would never leave and eventually captain when Steve Yzerman left. He also won the Conn Smythe Trophy, the best defenseman of his generation and of the neutral zone era, 6th all-time in points. At number 4, it's Larry Robinson. 6-time Stanley Cup champion, tied for 10th all-time, all 6 coming with the Montreal Canadiens. He wasn't exactly known for his offense, although still putting up a respectable 0.69 points per game. One of the better nicknames ever created, Big Bird. His game was making sure the opposition didn't score while he was on the ice and improving his Habs' chances of putting the puck in the net. So much so that he has the highest all-time plus-minus, which is basically if you're on the ice when your team score, you get a plus point. If you're on the ice when the opposition scores, you get a minus. A whopping +722, 140 better than second place all-time Bobby Orr, who we might see later on in this list. Larry Robinson is 9th all-time in defenseman points. At number 3 all-time, we have Ray Bourque. Not many get to end their careers on top, but Ray Bourque did just that by winning his first and only Stanley Cup at the age of 40 with the Colorado Avalanche. After spending 20 years on one team, captaining the Boston Bruins for the majority of them, he's a 5-time Norris Trophy winner. He was productive right to the end, and because of that, he is the all-time leading point-getter amongst blue liners. My second greatest defenseman of all time is Paul Coffey, one of 2 defensemen to have a point per game over 1 at 1.09. a great blue liner of his generation. His skating was incredible. He actually left the Oilers dynasty early, winning 3 of the 5 Stanley Cups with the Oilers. He teamed up with Mario Lemieux to win one in 91, but was shipped to LA before he could win his second in Pittsburgh in 92. He had a very long career, 21 years, and always ended up on a contender. He is second all-time in defensive points and a 3-time Norris Trophy winner. The greatest defenseman of all time on my list is Bobby Orr, who can arguably be number one on some people's greatest player of all time, period. An absurd 1.39 points per game. The next closest is Paul Coffey at 1.09. He is the greatest skater of his generation. He left a lasting impression despite only playing 12 seasons. In those 12 seasons, he is a 2-time Stanley Cup champion, winning the Conn Smythe in both those seasons. He's a 3-time Hart Trophy winner. However, injuries derailed his career. And did you know he finished his career with the Chicago Blackhawks? It's true, it was short-lived, but he did finish his career in Chicago. Bobby Orr, number one all time.